Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. Welcome to God's Got This, God's Got Us, our Youth Harvest, Youth of Harvest programming. This is your hostess, Pastor Gatisa. Amen. And we're just going to give hope, amen, as an encouragement today. And just a word of prayer, and then we're going to have some celebration music. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for giving us hope. We thank you for Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, Father God, that we are in you, and we have such a great expectation and confidence in trusting you, Lord God, for all things, for all times, forever and ever. We praise you. We worship you for today. Bless our young people, our youth. God, bless them with your encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Thank you and amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have a song called Pray by Parrish Cherries. Amen.
So good to me, so thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the town if you ain't know us, still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been done for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a profit. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. Don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' ride for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. It's a blessing I got to be under here. Catch the waves, I don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big timing now, I feel like stunning man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today. Man, I feel like go, babe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably, came in on shot, now it run for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind until it come to me. This faith is running like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you show to me. And we alive today, cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I do not live with myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord. So thankful, so thankful. were so good to me.
Amen. Praise God. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. So our encouragement today is coming about hope. And we have to be ready to give this reason why we have hope as believers in Jesus Christ, young people. And be ready to tell your friends that may be in despair, may be hopeless about something or a situation, and they think that whatever is concerning them at the moment is the, it's just the end of things, is that they just feel like that there's no future. But if you have the answer, we have the answers as believers in Christ about the hope, and we want to share the hope that God has given us definitely with our family, our friends, those maybe that aren't our friends, and maybe strangers or people who don't even like us. We want to be able to share and to let people know about this great hope. And so it says there's a definition of hope that I'm finding. It's online, and it's actually a biblical dictionary that says to trust in, wait for, look for or desire something or someone, or to expect something beneficial in the future. Wow. And first of all, our hope is in God. He is God, our creator. He's the God who made us. He is a God who is in control. We know that God. He is the God of the Bible. We know him. Amen. And he knows us, and he loves us, and we love him. And he loves us, amen, and to him be glory and praise. So we trust and we wait and we look for God to act on our behalf, for God to intervene, for God to do great and mighty things in our hearts, in our minds. And nothing is too hard from God. The Bible even says that nothing is too hard for God. And we have this great desire or expectation that we are going to be with God forever through eternity, forever and ever. That's a long time, right? So we have such a great expectation for a beneficial future. So many benefits, being with the God who cares and loves for us. We're talking about no more pain, no more death, no more crying, no more mourning. So many things that God, he's got covered. He's got it all covered. And that's why our continuous theme has been God's got this, God's got us. He has got us covered. And he says, we are in the palm of his hands. He's got us engraved. You know what it's engraved meaning? Like when you get something engraved, like a necklace or a piece of jewelry, you get something written in it, right? It's etched in there. It's like it stays in there unless, you know, you scratch it out or something. But we are engraved in the palm of God's hand. And so we are in his hands. No one can take us out. No one can take us away from God. And so we have this and so much hope to share with others. Amen. In the book of Romans 5:4, it says we have perseverance. And when we have perseverance, we get character. And then from character, we get hope. And these are from the things that we go through, that we persevere, we overcome. And so God is wanting us to, you know, be mindful of such great hope that we have in pursuing him and knowing him and loving our great and awesome God who shows so much love to us daily. His goodness, that's what we want to focus on, is the goodness that God shares with us. And give him praise, give him praise. It says in 1 Peter 1:3, it says, praise be to God and Father by Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So our hope is that, yeah, Jesus didn't, he died for our sins. That is hope right there. We get forgiven for our sins. And the thing about it is he didn't die. He didn't just stay there. He got up on the third day. That's his resurrection. That's a living hope. And he is alive right now. Jesus, God's son, sits in heaven right now in bodily form, like when he appeared into his disciples when he rose. He is in bodily form in heaven waiting for us, preparing a place for us. We come to be with him forever and ever. Wow, a new birth in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He didn't stay dead. So the same goes for us. All who believe in Christ Jesus are going to live. Amen. Some may fall, what the Bible calls fall asleep. Some may die in Christ, but they live too. Their body, they may be absent from their body, but they're present with Jesus. They're present with God. And God says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, he talks about when Jesus comes with his holy ones, when Jesus comes back, he's bringing them with him. He's bringing all those who are in Christ, amen, who are with them now. It says in, on in 1 Peter continually, it says, 1 Peter 1:21, through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorify him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Your faith and your hope are in God. So whenever it's a temptation to put your hope and faith in things and people, but, you know, let's get back our focus. Let's turn back our focus to God, because our faith, the one we trust, the one we have confidence in, amen, as faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. And so our faith in God and our hope are in him. Amen. So we bring our focus back. And we want to do that with others. You say, okay, yeah, you're going through a tough time right now. I just want to encourage you right now. God loves you. God is for you. God is alive. He's not dead. God sits on the throne. Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, also is in heaven. He sits on the right-hand side of God. He's given us forgiveness for his sins. Whatever you've done wrong, Jesus, he went to the cross for that. He died for that. And then he rose on the third day. Amen. So I have exciting news to tell you. I want you to know the hope that I have for eternity and forever. And want to let you know God is inviting you to partake, to be a part of that hope right now. So you're removing, that's how you move in your conversation. If you want to know how you move in a conversation with one of your friends or your peers, that's how you move for whatever is going on. You can use something on the news. If it's some, if you're not, they're not bringing up anything personal, or something that's going on within your school, it could be positive things as well. Amen. That you know, like this basketball game. Hey, you have hope that we win this basketball game? You have hope that we win this football, we go to the state. You have hope in you having good grades. But let me tell you about the faith and the hope that lasts forever. And I want to tell you, the hope is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our hero. I praise God for you. I thank God for you. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day and weekend. Go with God. This is Pastor Katisa, your hostess. Amen.
So good to me, so thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the town if you ain't know us, still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming round. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy.